Beloved heart dwellers, God is our strength, and He is with us in times of difficulty. I want to mention there is a move of God coming, dear ones. It is a very great move of God. And in all honesty, I don't believe we have more than 4 years, because one of our leaders had a dream where President Trump sat down next to her on a park bench and told her things won't start happening until he leaves office. But right now we need to pray really hard for him, because there's a lot of people against him and Christians who just don't understand. So there's also a depression coming into our country. And God is going to take care of us, but we have to prepare. One of the reasons why this is coming is because large sections of the Christian church are lukewarm and not awake at all. They have no idea what awaits them. And as I've said before on this channel, just take a look at the Ukraine and you'll understand what is going to happen when they come here. And why is God allowing this? Because He wants a revival. And in order to have a revival, you have to bring people down to reality where they really get a jolt and say, I better get on this. And they start reforming their lives. Now, in this message, I'm going to share with you a couple of things that have to be done in order to receive the glory from the Lord, to go out and heal and minister, raise the dead. This is going to be happening just before the Lord takes us for the next 4 years. It's happening already in many places. And I have to say, worship, worship, worship is so important. It is so important to focus your heart on Jesus and worship Him. And the next thing that's very important is the truth. You cannot lie, steal, or cheat. Not even a little bit. And what I'm talking about here is borrowing something from someone and not giving it back, or spending money you know the Lord didn't want you to spend. Oh boy, I gotta say, guilty as charged at times. I'm getting better, but it's always a struggle. That's my Achilles heel. Paying exact right amount on your income tax. Not buying illegal street drugs. We have to be squeaky clean vessels to hold the glory of God. Now, I know that all of us have been putting it off, but the Holy Spirit now, it's here to convict us, every single one of us, of the things that He considers dishonest, because the Lord cannot fill a cracked vessel with His choicest wine or with His glory. That vessel has to be sound and have integrity. And when I say integrity, I mean doing things when you're alone that you know God approves of. We don't ever, ever want to do things that we're not supposed to do, hidden in the shadows, because that will cause us to lie and cover up and all of those ugly things. And it is written, liars cannot get into heaven. So we have some repenting to do. For the little foxes, the little white lies, as people call them, are just as serious as the big black ones. So we have to really search our hearts and make sure that we're pleasing to God. You know, some people get stuck at Christmas time going into debt because they want to buy all these presents. But that's not what Christmas is about. So the best thing to do for Christmas is to give something to someone that reminds them of the Lord and of the manger and of the Lord coming to earth to save us from our sins. It's necessary for us to be pure and not worldly. And right now I just want to confess that I got a little worldly at Christmas time. Little things. And this is where the little foxes are. Things that cost $1.50 or something like that. Little things. And also, we have a family staying with us, and I bought a bunch of toys for them because they came from Japan and they didn't have any toys. But that's an act of charity. Still, we can even miss the mark on an act of charity and go overboard. And I hope you all are praying for me, because I just got through Christmas and New Year's in more in prayer and in loving the Lord, feeding the poor. We put a little choir together and we went out with a beautiful banner of the manger, the size of a garage door, two garage doors. We went out and we erected that, and we put light on it from behind, and it was absolutely beautiful. And we sang Christmas carols, things about Jesus. And people stopped, honked, did all kinds of things. Hopefully people were reminded what Christmas is about, because everyone's running around shopping and their to-do list, but it's about Him. And about salvation coming to earth. So that was our little contribution, as well as food and some well-needed clothing items for the poor. If there is a sudden burst of money from all the stealing that has been done behind closed doors, when that money comes, dear ones, it's for preparation and for the poor. Take care of the poor. Take care of others. And prepare yourself. This is a break, a window of opportunity the Lord is going to give us. But we have to use it unselfishly. We can't be selfish. We have to share and have the best interests of souls in mind. In other words, think about what you can do for others to help and to prepare instead of thinking only about yourself. God is looking on, and He wants to see whether your heart is true to Him or if you're full of self-interest and selfishness that Kevin Zadai is talking about. Kevin is a good prophet. He's wonderful, and you can listen to him. He's really on point. The Lord took him to heaven and prepared him to come back down to earth and get things straightened out. He has a gift for that. He was a F-16 pilot and flies all kinds of birds all over the world. He's very intelligent, and he's extremely obedient, and that's the next thing I want to talk about. Kevin was brought up in a good Christian family, and he was taught to live the truth, to be obedient, and all the things that a young Christian man needs. Well, when he was in his late 20s, I think, he was at the dentist's office. Some kind of surgery was being done, and he coded. He died and went to heaven, and the Lord kept him there for 45 minutes and explained many extremely important items of readiness, how to prepare for what is coming, because the Lord is going to let the hammer fall on America. But we can pray for America that people will wake up faster, and that has the ability to soften the blows of what has been planned for us, because we're so carnal-minded in this country. Kevin, he had brought up something that I really didn't know about, the Lord had revealed to him when he was in heaven. And that is that angels, more angels have been assigned to us, like a room full of angels instead of just one guardian angel. Angels have been assigned to us because the enemy has more demons all the time coming out to serve them. So he sent angels to offset that and to help you stay straight, stay in your track, and to be generous and not lay up things just for yourself, but help others. But the main thing is that if we want to carry the glory, so I'm encouraging you to be very, very honest, have integrity, and be obedient. Obedience is amazing. And this is what Kevin was sharing on his channel. The Lord said to him, "You have always been obedient to me. You have always done what I asked you to do. I'm sending you back to earth to prepare my people for what is about to take place." So he qualified for God's glory by his honesty and his faithfulness. And if we want the ability to see people healed and stand on legs that were not there before, to see fevers and sickness leave and not kill people, if we want all these things, we have to be worthy vessels. We have to be clean on the inside. So what I'm saying to you is that obedience is a key component to the Lord trusting you. And when I say obedience, I mean first time obedience. Not him having to tell you several times. Not you zoning it out or not doing it because it was too controversial. No, we have to be obedient to him. Whatever gifts he's given you, those gifts need to be cultivated. But cultivating those gifts are not going to do you any good at all if you're not obedient and honest. Honesty is a key factor. And I've asked the Holy Spirit to show me where I might be dishonest. Because I want to know. I want to change. And just today something happened that caught my attention. I had to buy some quinoa for the community. And I had told the person who manages the money that it was in a certain range. When I got on Amazon, I realized it was going to go over that range. So I really felt the conviction of my angel saying, "You don't have permission to spend that much money." So I stopped what I was doing. And I called him and I told him, and he said, "It's okay, you can do that." So I had his permission. But if I had just done it anyway without checking with him, that would have been disobedient. That would have been lying. And I'm not talking about thousands of dollars. I'm talking about just supplying the community with a little food. Quinoa, for sure, is so good during times of crisis. And with a war coming to the United States, we're going to have to think differently. A lot of you out there are preppers, and that's great. If we want to be trusted of the Lord, we have to be obedient and in a timely fashion, not told two or three times to do something. And the witchcraft attacks up here have been really severe. One of the things that I've been struggling with is my memory. I get up, walk into the other room, and I forget what I went for. I get started on a message, and it disappears. I've had horrendous computer problems. And I know these are all attacks of the enemy, but I can't blame it all on him. I have to be more motivated. And I am motivated, but going and sitting down at a computer that won't work really zaps that quickly. Lord, you want me to do this, right? Help. So it's taken me 5 weeks to work the kinks out of this computer so that I can barely function with it. And I'm recording on my phone because I can't type with it. We'll get that settled soon enough. So we have to be faithful and we have to be diligent. That's so important. The church is, a lot of parts of the church are fat, happy, and lazy and are just repeating narratives about things. They're not telling you the truth. It's just a narrative. And it's setting up American Christians for a bad fall. Rome has lost the faith. That has been prophesied that Rome would lose the faith. And now it's the seat of Satan. But the church, as the Lord said, will never fail. The remnant is strong and moving forward. The gates of hell will not prevail against the remnant. A lot of people do not understand our vow of poverty. And the reason why is because they haven't dug deep enough. Wealth and affluence brings distractions that pull you away from God. If you keep it simple, where your only joy in life is the Lord, then you stay focused on the Lord. But those who have wealth and do not use it well, buying things for themselves, using their money strictly on themselves and on gadgets, cars, boats, you name it. Those people have to keep those things up. They have to worry about more in their life. The reason Jesus stayed simple and was given alms was because he had nothing. He didn't have a car. He didn't have the frills, a horse, the frills of that civilization. He was on foot in his sandaled feet. In a very simple garment. That is an example that God set for us so that we would not become entrapped by money. So getting our information from another media source is a good idea, and I totally approve of Kevin. Although the one thing he hasn't been shown by the Lord is the meaning of the Eucharist and the great cloud of witnesses who pray for us in heaven the same way we would ask a pastor to pray for us on earth. But that has not crossed the denominational barrier yet. And so Kevin is wonderful for some things, but he's missing the Eucharist. And as I had said in an earlier message, Martin Luther was not our friend. He brought forth many good things, but he lost two cores, extremely important cores of the church that Jesus Christ established. We lost the intercession of the saints in heaven and the communion of saints, and we lost the holy body and blood of Jesus Christ, which is the one thing that can keep us going when all else fails. So I encourage you, if you want to listen to Kevin, he's got wonderful advice. But remember, he's missing part of the church, the part that Jesus established. Of course, nowadays, unfortunately, Satan has infiltrated that church and is tearing it apart. And it's falling. But what's not falling is the real church, the alive church, the remnant. We are not falling. We are standing and holding the faith that Jesus handed down to us. And someday, the Lord will reveal to them the importance of the Eucharist and the intercession of the saints. You know how important it is when you ask someone to pray for you. There's a breakthrough. Now, what if that person that you asked to pray for you was the mother of Jesus? What would happen then? Well, I can tell you, she's amazing. And many times when we have no other place to go, we've already prayed everything we could pray, talking to the Lord, and so on. She is a wonderful intercessor, and we can speak to her in heaven. And just to prove the point, Jesse Duplantis, when he was leaving heaven, King David had shown him around heaven. And when Jesse was getting ready to be taken back by the angels, the last thing King David said to him was, "I'm praying for you, Jesse." Now that's a little bomb that should catch everybody's attention. How can someone from heaven pray for us? Well, they can, and it's written very clearly. If you listen to my 7-part series on what Scripture says about Mary, you'll understand more of what I'm talking about. She is the most powerful intercessor next to Jesus Christ. And people will say, "Oh, no, only pray to Jesus." No, then why do you ask your pastor to pray for you? Why do you call up a friend and ask them to pray for you? Is it impossible for someone from heaven to hear your voice? Not at all. It's transmitted by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tells her, and she has the grace to pray for you and thousands of other people, because she was faithful on earth with the little things. Okay, so to wrap this up, my dear ones, we have all been waiting for the opportunity to really rise up, and the violent take heaven by force, it is written. We have to do violence to our bodies, our appetites, our desire for things, our attention on movies and YouTubes that are not holy. This time and season calls for us, even as it is written in Scripture, deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. This is a time that we've been waiting for, and all of us have little areas of guilt where we feel, "I should have done that. I didn't. I should have started that YouTube channel. I should have written that book. I should have written that music." And they're carrying guilt in their hearts because they didn't use the graces that were given to them. Guys, now is our opportunity to make up for all our blunders and all our sloth. So I'm asking you, do violence to your body, to your flesh, in the sense, deny yourself. Deny yourself of things that are superfluous, that are extra, not vital and important, and prepare to really tighten your belt, because we're going down in this country, similar to the way the Ukraine went down. Now, we can pray, and some of that will be mitigated. Pray and pray and pray. A lot of bombs that were supposed to go off, because people are praying, they didn't go off. A lot of things that were supposed to happen didn't happen because of your prayers. So now is the time to really buckle down and pray and offer the Lord your Simon's cross. Pick up your Simon's cross. Jesus left a little space for us to carry. When Simon the Tanner picked up the cross and carried it for Jesus, that was a sign to us that we too have a part in the redemption, in the sense that we assist. Of course, only Jesus Christ can accomplish the salvation of mankind, but he has missionaries, he has assistants, he has pastors, prophets, all of those things, and he uses them. And we need to be used now. If you've ever wanted to heal people, use the power of God to heal people. and overcome situations in their lives that are just horrendous, like the wars going on. If ever you've had that desire, dear ones, this is the time to listen up, buckle up, and get serious about self-denial and prayer. And don't spend money on frills. If you have money to buy food, I highly recommend quinoa as a protein source. That can take the place of wheat also. It's a good protein source, and it's kind of like rice. It can be used with stir fries, or it can be used in soup, and used in a million different ways. Well, that's a little heads up on quinoa. All right, my beloved ones, I hope you take these things to heart and really get aggressive about preparing yourself for the Lord, because He's coming. But before He comes, we're going to have to go through a lot of trials to shake us up and get us all off of the whole prosperity mindset, in the sense of having things. Oh, I can buy this, I can buy that. Because one of the things that has been in the works is a refund. So we need to get proactive in preparing ourselves for what is to come. And the first priority is worship in the secret place, to really love on the Lord. Really touch His heart with your love and God's Word. All the scriptures that are written, and this is something Kevin shared with us, the scriptures, the Word of God, is one and the same with Jesus. And the scriptures, when we pray with the scriptures, and I'm writing some songs now that are going to be pretty strictly scripture. When we use the scriptures to pray and declare, the angels are notified. They know it because they're one with heaven. And they come down to your aid, to your assistance, because you've just declared Jesus in the scriptures. So the three things that are so important is prayer and fasting, worship, self-denial, and integrity. And my dear ones, if you can get those things down, you'll be well on your way to being a complete vessel that we can carry the glory and bring it to the lost. I love you all, and I am so grateful for your contributions to our channel, and I am so sorry for letting you down and not contributing, but we've had monumental problems here. We're out of the mess now, thanks be to God, and I'm recording on my phone until we can get a little better at this. So God bless you and keep you, and may the Holy Spirit dwell with you, inside of you, and give you the strength to say no to ungodliness and yes to the Lord when He asks you to do something or make sacrifices. Obedience and sacrifice. Amen.